be a part of the conversation. Call now, 732-505-1160. Town Square Tonight, News Talk Radio, WOBM AM 1160, 1310, and WOBMAM.com.
Welcome back. Tom Mongelli with Terry Fearon of BFW in Breck Township, who has been a real doer. And we are talking about a couple of things that are going on with regard to veterans, because Veterans Day was yesterday, but we're dedicating this tonight, and there is more to come. Just before we get into that again, program reminder, dog lovers. You've had no end of gripping stories lately, haven't you, from the poor lamentable death of Sammy the Spaniel after his rescue to the recovery of that North Jersey Chihuahua from a stolen car. Well, next week, an author from Ocean County, Lisa Bagan-Kreisman, she's chronicled the life of William Judy. Do you know him? He's known for decades as the dog's best friend and the originator of National Dog Week. So we're going to the dogs next Wednesday night here in Town Square Tonight. And veterans, one thing I need to tell you, because this just came out today from Ocean County Veterans Service Bureau. If you've got your military discharge papers, DD-214, you can get free photo ID, and this is available at the courthouse in Toms River on Washington Street at the County Connection at the Ocean County Mall on Hooper Avenue, or at the Ocean County Southern Service Center on Main Street in Manahawkin, you know, Route 9. So you can get that, and it's totally free of charge. We're talking with Terry, who has, we've been talking about the Gold Star Monument Project, but tomorrow there's going to be a very special dedication at the bridge that leads out of Point Pleasant to Brielle.
Well, they're going to actually, in the assembly, they're going to vote on a resolution that I co-authored with Senator Hochzapfel's office to permanently name the bridge for veterans of all wars. In 1950, approximately, it was named that such, and it was done on a reoccurring resolution in Trenton. And through housekeeping, it didn't get reoccurred. So the name dropped off, and when someone did a search, they wanted to name a large asset for a family member who was a state employee, this bridge came up. That's the bridge that links Brielle to Point Pleasant. And luckily, Brick Legion Commander Skip Edmondson, 348, he called me and said, hip me to what was going on. And I said, well, we can't let that go by. So we were able to arrest the naming of that under someone else. And then with Senator Holtzapfel's office, we formed a resolution. It's already been voted on by the Senate. And tomorrow will be the final vote through the Assembly. And once it does that, then Governor Christie will sign it, and we want to have some sort of a media event on the bridge because you have veterans. You have approximately 100,000 veterans between Ocean and Monmouth County. And when Congress talks about the veterans' families, they always multiply that figure by a factor of four. So you have approximately 400,000 people that bridge links to, let alone the masses that come down through the summer months. There is one thing that the Coast Guard has a blessing of the fleet where they take a fireboat and they actually bless the fleet with water mm-hmm. while there's a ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
And somewhere along the line, I'd like to have that done, but we might have to wait till spring to get that done.
What does it take to get to craft a piece of legislation and get it through the legislature in this state? I've never heard of anybody doing that except somebody who's in the legislature.
Well, apparently they have a division that when you come up with an idea for legislation, that it goes to this division and then it is checked over, kind of like a patent. When you send a patent down to the Library of Congress, they research it and see where you are with it. Is it viable? So I believe that's the same process. There's also another resolution that's I've helped create, and that's being it won't be voted on for a while, but that is to afford some of the benefits of living veterans to Gold Star family members, living veterans, if a company hires them, they get tax breaks. Gold Star family members do not get that. And it's something that I feel from talking with different Gold Star family members, somewhere that something should flow through. Just because their hero died, that doesn't mean that all those things that living veterans get should not go to one of them. It's just my thought. So that's another one that'll be coming up. But that'll be probably another 6 months or so. We'll get the bridge one done. The blessing of the fleet is something that I've seen it once, but might be a little difficult to do. But
no, but it's awe-inspiring when you see it.
Yeah.
It's massive. We have about a minute. I would like to just give you that minute, just any final thoughts, because you're a deep guy, and I know we can't get it done in a minute, but you can have the 60 seconds for yourself.
Well, the one point that I would like to make, it seemed that I've become a voice for those that have never come back, has always been a statement of mine, because my best friend Jimmy Scutier never did. So if it's something that I could leave everyone with, is that I know as living veterans, we all served. My statement is all gave some gave all. But we need to remember the families of the veterans, not only on Memorial Day, because every day is Memorial Day for them. And if you can somehow give them that consideration, that helps keep me motivated to do some different things.
Terry, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the time.
Town Square Tonight, friends, is a presentation of Town Square Media, New Jersey Shore News Division. Our producer is Zach Collins. Technical coordination by Tom Tremblay. Our digital coordinators are Dan Alexander and Colleen Hall. Town Square Media, New Jersey's regional operations manager is Steve Artelina, and the regional director of Town Square Media News Operations is Eric Scott. I'm Tom Mongelli. Thank you and good night, and we'll see you next week.
This has been Town Square Tonight, a presentation of WOBM News.